UN Chief Antonio Guterres pushed the 193-member General Assembly on Friday to tell Myanmar's military that democracy must be reinstated, political detainees must be freed, and human rights abuses and killings must stop. Guterres told reporters, quote, "We cannot live in a world where military coups become a norm. It is totally unacceptable." Myanmar has been in turmoil since the military overthrew Aung San Suu Kyi's government, citing its refusal to address what it said was fraud in a November election. International observers have said the ballot was fair. Diplomats say the General Assembly on Friday is set to call for a stop to the flow of arms to Myanmar and urge the military to respect November election results and to release political detainees, including Suu Kyi. Iranians voted Friday in a presidential election in which ultra-conservative cleric Ibrahim Raisi is seen at all but certain to coast to victory after all serious rivals were barred from running. The supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, cast the first vote in Tehran and then urged Iran's nearly 60 million eligible voters to follow suit before the scheduled close of polls at midnight local time. But just over 12 hours into voting, nationwide turnout has reached 37%. Reported the Fars news agency, as overseas Iranians also cast their ballots in Iraq, Kuwait, Lebanon, and elsewhere. Pictures of often flag-waving voters in Iran-dominated state TV coverage, but away from the polling station, some voiced anger at what they say is a stage-managed election. Results are expected on Saturday. If no clear winner emerges, a runoff will be held on Friday next week. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization's chief scientist said Friday the Delta variant of COVID-19, first identified in India,